While uprisings rage in Egypt, Tunisia, and Yemen, the release of what is called the Palestine Papers by Al Jazeera Television continues to cause an uproar of its own among Palestinians. While many Palestinian communities are coming out on one side or the other, in the Gaza Strip, reaction is decidedly mixed, often pitting one friend against another. Al Jazeera began releasing nearly 1,700 confidential diplomatic documents related to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that it received from anonymous sources. One camp of Gazan youth strongly criticizes the Palestinian Authority, which the papers showed had offered to give away such basic rights as the return of refugees in return for what they think was nothing. Shahid Abu Salama, an English literature student, had this to say.
When I heard about these secret negotiations, I was very angry and because these negotiations shouldn't be regarded as negotiations. It's simply giving up, because if we want peace and we want our rights back, but these negotiations are leading our Palestinian cause to the wrong direction, and it just makes it worse, not better.
However, while many Gazans are equally disenchanted, a common opinion is that much of the revelations were already widely known, and it was bad timing for the release of such explosive documents. Mahmoud, a student in his final year at Islamic University who declined to give his last name, explained.
We have to choose the time when the outside people is quiet. Now we are living and Egypt is boiling. Demonstrations, protestings, and many, many things. Tunisia is boiling, Jordan. Everywhere there are many demonstrations. Everywhere there are many protests.
Wasim Zahir, a leader of the new youth group called Yala, expressed another common feeling here, that Al Jazeera was deliberately trying to stir the pot to boost ratings and undermine the Palestinian Authority.
The timing is so bad. It looks too much a commercial thing and a political thing that a commercial for Al Jazeera. It's like publishing them in episodes to generate more publicity for itself or for whatever.
One thing is clear. The Palestinians are no closer to unity than they were before. Inter-party tensions continue to divide them. This is Pam Bailey reporting.